talking necessarily about reality. As Brother Francis used to say, when you give a number and you say three, well, three what?
Three what?
He said, in math, it doesn't matter. But in reality, it does matter. What are you when you say three, what are you describing? Are you describing three birds? Are you describing three ounces of iron? Or are you describing, you know, three men? You can't simply you can do a lot on paper with numbers, and you can do a lot, especially in a computer and a supercomputer with numbers, but that doesn't mean that you're necessarily computing reality. You're just coming up with some sort of a model to explain the data that you see.
Right. And Brother Andre Marie at the of the St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire, and the host of Reconquest Radio, is my special Wednesday guest here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Visit Brother's site, and you can read all about what he is talking about, and you can actually listen to Brother Francis if you'd like. His site is Catholicism.org. Click the store at the top of the page, and you can search the MP3 archives for lots and lots and lots of Brother's lectures and other, also Brother Andre's lectures. Brother, in another part of this, I was watching, or Midas Church was watching a show the other day, and it was all about time travel. And one of the dudes was explaining how the time travel works, and he put into his mathematical and thus physical equation, because time travel transports beings, right? So he put into his equation time, you know, which Einstein tried to do. And I'm sitting there screaming at the television going, no, St. Augustine already covered this. Time is not a thing. It is a unit of measure that has been created by man. It's fascinating, isn't it, that without any clocks, without any wristwatches, without any pocket watches like I have, without any digital time instrument whatsoever, the monarch butterfly somehow flies from somewhere in North America to Mexico every year. Eels leave the Mediterranean and wind up in the Atlantic to mate. Salmon swim upstream. They don't have clocks. Time cannot possibly be used in anyone's equation to calculate anything other than what time you're supposed to be on the Crusade Channel, 8 a.m., brother, the next Wednesday.
Hey, thanks for the reminder.
So talk for a minute about just the fallacy of time as a thing.
Well, okay, so time, this is tricky. Time is an accident. And so is space. So if you've got to say time's not a thing, you have to say, well, I mean, I would say it is a thing, okay, because it does exist. So it is a thing. It's just not a substance.
Okay. All right.
And now you have to, if you don't get that distinction, and I'm not saying you don't, but if a listener doesn't get that distinction, you have to look up Aristotle's 10 categories, and Aristotle has 10 categories. One is substance, and the other nine are all categories of accident, and two of those categories of accident are time and space, and we can say as a matter of fact, I was giving a lecture a couple days ago, and I made the point. It had to do with the question I was asked, that time, God didn't create time and God didn't create space. Now you might think, okay, all right, that's really bizarre, because you're obviously not an atheist, brother, and you say that it's a thing, yet God didn't create it. Well, God created material substances, and in so doing, the accidents of time and space came into being. So the idea is these are not directly created by God. What he directly created were subsisting things. He created the heavenly bodies. He created the animals. He created the tree. Everything that's described in Genesis as God having created, all those things that we see.